Radio.
My Flight from Syria, a testimony by Antoine Chimamian at the One in Christ event at St. John the Beloved Melkite Church, Greenacre.
Good afternoon, Bishop Roberts, bishops, priests, special guests, and young people. My name is Antoine Chimamian, and I am a new arrival from Syria. Actually, standing here in front of you reminds me of my graduation speech for my biomedical engineer course back in the year 2000. How things have changed since 2000. I stood on my graduation a free man with dreams and hopes of the future. Just as anyone would, I stand here now once again, a free man, but not the same future I dreamed of all those years ago. It seems like only yesterday that I had finished my studies, got a great job in my field of work, which I would work in for 7 years before finding my lovely wife, Dana, in 2007. The greatest blessing from God besides my wife came when we had our children, Anna Mary, Agob, and Ivarita. Triplet. One boy and two girls who gave my life new meaning and as a new man and father. Life, as we know, it was good. I had started my own business, selling medical equipment to hospital and doctors. I was working at my own company for 1 year before the civil war in Syria happened in 2011. The war which changed everything. In the beginning, I could see the fear in my relatives' and friends' eyes. They kept telling me that it would get worse after a couple of years. I tried to ignore their words and focus on my life and family. This changed when the first 3,000 kilogram truck bomb exploded only a half kilometer away as my wife and I made our way to work. A 3,000 kilogram truck bomb is enough to damage three blocks and more. Our own children avoided death as their school bus has left only 5 minutes before the blast. The events from here only became worse after each day. The sound of shooting, rockets, bombing happening here and there. Our beloved Syria was losing the ballast against evil with the use of chemical weapons, electrical blackouts, no water. Even the air we breathed was poisonous. I was kicked out of my house just for being a Christian. ISIS had tried to attack my family and I in our own home. And when they failed, they destroyed my car on the road. All of this happened simply because I was a Christian living in a non-Christian area. We stopped going to church, school, and as it became too dangerous for my wife and I to work, we had to stop that also. My decision to leave Syria happened when a car bomb exploded as I was driving my kids home from a visit to my parents in Damascus. It all happened when a crazy driver was driving the wrong way up a one-way street against us in traffic. He had a gun and threatened to kill us where we were. So we had to reverse to allow him through. For the sake of my children, we had to follow orders of these extremists. As we reversed, a car bomb nearby had exploded and killed the extremists driving the wrong way. And that saved us. Truly, Jesus and his angels were watching over us that day. A few months later, we decided to leave Syria for Lebanon. We lived in Zahle because it was cheaper than the capital, Beirut. It wasn't an easy life for us. There was no school for my kids, no jobs for us. 7 people were living in only 2 bedrooms. If it was without my brother-in-law's support, Wally, Azrag, and for Christ's love and protection, we would not have survived these times. We spent 2 years waiting for our visa to be accepted. We got through this hardship by constantly praying and visiting the local church regularly. Even though it was one of the hardest times we had ever dealt with, I know that our prayers were being answered and feel that Jesus, Mary, and Saint Rita were always listening to our words and hearing us. When we finally received the call from the Australian embassy approving our visas and safe passage into the beautiful country, Australia, I will never forget that moment. It was the promise of freedom and safety for my family. This is a feeling only known by some lucky people, maybe in this room too. But we still know so many there still going through the nightmare of the war. We came to Australia in 27th of November 2014. My family were going to many social events and activities, but many times I didn't go with them and instead stayed home to study and improve my English. We have received so many blessings in Australia. A year since arriving, I got a job in Parramatta with a company called Secure Parking as an electronic engineer. Even from a few days ago, I received membership into Engineer Australia. Thanks. My triplets are now attending school, completing their studies, and are now in year 2. Truly, we are all so blessed to be safe in Australia. As I look back in my life, having lost my own home, my business, my life in Syria, but my dreams are still alive. Maybe it's too hard to get my own home in Sydney. You know what I mean. But the safe and good education for my kids is my biggest dream for me and for any father. But my parents are still in Syria, and I'm really worried about them. But to get them out of Syria to Lebanon is very expensive and still very hard. I pray one day that I will be able to reunite them with my family, especially their grandchildren. The Christian community back in the Middle East faces real risks every day. what is the worst thing to come from this war is happening to the youth aged between 12 and 16. Growing up in a war zone makes people filled with anger and hate as adults. We need to do our best help the youth their fight, their mental war, and make sure they understand that it's not their fault. That they don't need to grow up in a world of hatred. That there is still love to be found in God. We have to help them. Please, I beg you today, help find a way to bring peace in any way that you can. You can do it. My own cousin died at the hands of ISIS, trying to protect her children, and no one deserves to die this way. I just want to say thank you for coming today to help find a way to help my family and all of the suffering around the world. Thank you for listening to my speech.
That was Antoine Chimamian with My Flight from Syria from the One in Christ event at St. John the Beloved Melkite Church, Greenacre. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.